Rick, let's begin with Janet Yellen's first official press conference on Capitol Hill this week. Talk about what she had to say first in reference to the federal stimulus program and interest rates.
Well, it's steady as she goes for Janet Yellen, her first news conference, as you say, as chair of the Board of Governors, wasn't really noticeable for any change in policy, but it was notable for the fact that she kind of made the same rookie error that Ben Bernanke made in his first several months on the job and Alan Greenspan before him. She made the mistake of being too direct in a response to a reporter's question, and that sent the financial markets into a bit of a tizzy. She will learn to be more circumspect and never to use actual numbers like 6 months when she talks to the press.
And what did she say, though, in reference to the stimulus program? I understand she's going to taper it a bit.
Right. The Fed is still on track for tapering. You know, they're kind of between a rock and a hard place now. A year ago, they committed to ending the tapering once unemployment got down to 6.5%, or at least that's the way that markets interpreted the statement at that time. And here we are at 6.7%. unemployment and very good prospects of lowering that substantially and actually getting below the 6.5% target. And so what Yellen said was, we're moving away from a stance where all it takes is crossing the 6.5% threshold to a situation where we will be data dependent. And when we feel that the economy is healthy enough to sustain a rate increase, that's when we'll end the quantitative easing via the taper and return interest rates to a more normal level. So it's a statement that had to be made, but it did take markets a little bit by surprise.
Rick, let's talk a little bit now about unemployment, specifically in Florida. Figures released this week show that the rate is down in January, or was down in January, to 6.1%.
That's a good report for the state of Florida. Unemployment continues to be lower than the nation, and the unemployment rate is falling. It wasn't particularly good in terms of job creation, as we had a net loss of several thousand jobs on a month-over-month basis. But the really good part of this report for me was looking at the Northwest Florida metro areas. Pensacola, year over year, January to January, from 2013 to 2014, actually grew by 4,200 jobs. That's an increase of 2.2%, and that matches the state's job growth rate. And Florida has been doing very well in terms of job growth, with the exception of this most recent month. And if you look over next door at the so-called, what the feds now call the Crestview, Fort Walton Beach, Destin metro area, what you and I know as Fort Walton, they actually had 3.8% job growth year over year, which is very strong. That's 3,400 new jobs. So if you look across the two metro areas, almost 7,500 new jobs over the 12 months from January 2013 to 14. And in an unexpected bit of good news, actually job creation in Panama City has rebounded so that they're up 2,500 jobs. So across Northwest Florida, good news. And if you look at the index of leading indicators for Florida, the one that predicts where the economy is going to be 6 months from now, it continues to be strong. So the picture is actually slightly rosier than what we've talked about over the last number of months.
Just a couple of additional things as it relates to employment. First, I wanted to ask you to talk a little bit about unemployment among veterans. I understand that that rate is falling as well, but not as much for younger veterans, say, of Iraq and Afghanistan.
It's a tough situation. While the nation's unemployment rate is 6.7%, it's actually 9% for vets of Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's exactly with that in mind that the Florida legislature passed the GI Bill. It's got training provisions in there for vets, and it's got entrepreneurship provision to help vets start, own, and operate their own business. So we are doing things at the state level in Florida, And it is a tough situation for those who return home from service to reenter the economy. So, yes, absolutely, it's an issue, and Florida's doing something about it.
And briefly, I wanted to mention ST Aerospace this week holding a job fair and recruitment event at Pensacola State College. 300 jobs to be created.
That's great news. Aviation aerospace, a booming area. You know that as world population grows and as people in the so-called BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, although we might take Russia out of the picture, they're disintegrating a little bit economically, but India and China, as people move into the middle class, they're going to start taking airline flights. And here we are, next to Mobile, next to the Airbus manufacturing. Those planes, those A320s, will be manufactured and shipped off to India and China. And ST Aerospace, perhaps in response to labor market needs, is on track to expand in Pensacola. So it's great news, actually, a great and growing field.
And average salaries of $41,000 for those fortunate enough to be chosen.
That is above the average earnings per job for the metro area. Not as high as in some parts of the aviation industry, but good jobs nonetheless.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.